Yo, 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 welcome back to Jerk Talk, episode 37. We're back at it again.
Can we call this 36 and a half or no?
Yeah.
It's like the same week. All right, cool.
36 and a half, like, we dropping another episode.
When
because
we get 36.5.
Like, 2 weeks ago, nigga?
Yeah.
You wasn't there.
You were absent.
No, was I?
I feel like
I know I went to New York on y'all, but I definitely was like back.
Yeah, you were here.
I did an episode.
So yeah, you were here.
You sure? Because I swear we did 35 like the
No, other day. You were here.
Okay.
But
I think, okay, whatever the hell, y'all know what goddamn episode it is,
right? And we are brought to you by InCast Radio. Shout out to Sam because he's a great dude. Like,
oh man,
he's definitely been helping us out a lot. So shout out to bruh.
Keeping us icy.
I am still your host. Prince Akeem, a.k.a. my check engine light still on, a.k.a. Byron Brown, fix these fucking roads before I come at you.
That's not gonna whoop
your ass. All right.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's all I
Bring
got.
Bring that shit the fuck back. Mario, where's the drop? Where's the drop?
Yeah, where's the drop, Mario? Do the drop.
I got you.
Oh, I'm Young Icy Slime, a.k.a. Who knows? I don't really know. I ain't really do shit in the past couple days, so I'm just here. I'm just present. Oh, I saw Rihanna last night, so fuck all you niggas, because that's my girlfriend now. We connected.
That's bae.
That's who I am. So you could damn near just call me Mrs. Fenty. Like,
so she brought that thotty ass here.
She brought her that thotty ass the fuck here. That's what she did.
Damn.
But yeah, that's all right. I'm a.k.a. a newfound Travis Scott fan. Like, I'm dumb late, but it's okay.
Yep.
Oh.
What's up?
Oh. Sazon.
Oh, do it at the same time, and then like
I thought Sazon was suspended.
Yeah, Sazon
suspended without pay.
Sazon was suspended, but he found out that we were recording again, and he just somehow showed up. I don't
suspended
know how.
Without pay.
Like we might have to get a restraining order against his ass. I don't
facts.
Know. What
showed up on the
premises. So I don't get to introduce myself.
Come
on. I mean,
go ahead,
you can.
Go ahead.
Sazon. Okay, he's here.
Fuck Christian. It's bitch ass.
Close to the
microphone.
Yeah,
I
definitely can't hear you in the
microphone.
Say what you just,
man. I'm the father of all savages, Sazon, a.k.a. Anti-Prince, because a nigga is a deadbeat dad that scams and smells like jollof rice.
Wow.
It's a lot happening right now. Listen. It's a lot of shade. I know Prince I got to go damn near, but it's okay.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we never got to that.
We never did get to that, but we will.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go today.
Yeah. Actually, let's
you
get it.
Prince can't be a part of your gotta go because you wasn't there when he had to go.
Hey, yes.
All right.
You're right.
Yeah. You know what? I don't give a fuck. But, all right.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm MA, a.k.a. this week I'm staying out of this drama because I feel like I don't know what's going on, but Prince is definitely the Dark Knight. Sazon is now Bane, so it's definitely some villainy going down, if that's a word.
A.k.a. you think you are the Jug. You were merely adopted by the Jug.
Wow.
I was raised in it.
Wow.
I didn't see the finesse until I was a grown man.
It's getting real hectic in here right now.
You watched The Dark Knight last night?
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely on like right now, by the way.
What channel?
I feel like it comes on TNT like every day.
Oh, basically.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
That's not.
Is the movie coming tomorrow?
Ain't that where Tyrell is right now? Being
a
whore?
Yeah.
Whatever, go ahead.
I lowkey heard that movie was trash. Oh, I'm Brandon, by the way. But I lowkey heard that movie was trash.
Okay, don't even start. Please.
I gotta go see it regardless.
Right.
It don't matter.
See it.
Yeah, I'm just saying what I read on the reviews.
But then they said at the end, when.
Anyway, so real quick, we're gonna do a quick little chatty patty report. So, your man's Cat Williams out here wildin'. Like, wildin', what's good with y'all? Like, bro, like.
He's
feeding
the fuck out.
He's feeding the fuck.
He's crying out for help, and we're just not
just
there.
Not answering.
We're just not helping him. Like, we're just letting him. These are signs.
Crying out for me.
Excuse them. They can't sing and everything.
I mean, but we live in a generation where, like, niggas are going through shit, and all we want is the laughs.
Very true.
So it's like, pray for Cat Williams, because he definitely needs it.
Yo.
Years ago?
On
Listen,
Facebook,
I'm over that.
According to Facebook, the Illuminati is trying to ruin Cat Williams' career because
he's about to buy CBS.
Yeah, he's buying.
Well, I guess he was because
yeah,
he's going.
So.
I mean, yeah, I think
so that's the news according to Facebook, and I feel like they're like 75% or some shit.
Listen, Cat Williams was about to buy ABC, and they didn't want too many black people on ABC.
Yeah, facts.
Shonda Rhimes is already running that shit.
Shonda Rhimes, let me tell you how Shonda Rhimes has a whole goddamn day on the channel. A whole goddamn day. Damn. And then one show ended, the season of one show ended, and a brand new series is about to goddamn start. Yeah. Under Shonda Rhimes on the same day. Scudder. Somebody sign me up to be like Shonda Rhimes. She got to teach a course or something because like fuck. Excellence. Anyway.
Well, I mean, there's like a job for like, what is it? I forgot. Like, BET is like hiring like some type of like media director if you want to like do that. Or creative director. So if you want to like apply on Indeed.
Shout out to like NBC.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure you gotta, you don't have to have a degree, but you got to be like in the... Like, the field. You heard about that, like, Nike and Steph Curry shit? Like, why he didn't sign with Nike? Because they, like, called the nigga Stephon.
Like, let it go, bro. That's not even your first name.
Like, I feel like you could have just put, if you didn't, like, know how to pronounce his name, you could have just put Wardell.
Yeah, I was about to say, because that's not even his name, so you really don't even have to try to figure it out. Like, you can just say Wardell.
His name is definitely, like, Wardell and LeBron. Like, I clearly see why I'm not in the league.
But right. You got to, I thought he didn't sign to, Nike, because they didn't want them to put the scripture on the shoes.
You seen that on Facebook?
I heard that was like
I heard that
was like false. Okay, like, I've heard some stuff saying that the real story is like apparently like they were like gonna re-sign them, and this was like right before
he
took off. Like I think it was still like when they were like it's still like when he was like Splash Bros.
Okay,
you know? Like so it was like people knew, but yeah, they definitely like put like Stephon, they called him Stephon, and then they put like Kevin Durant in the presentation instead of like and then his daughter, like I guess they had like a Nike shoe and Adidas shoe and an Under Armour shoe and she like took the Nike shoe, threw it over her shoulder, and then took like the Adidas shoe, threw it over her shoulder and had the Under Armour's and like
because Under Armour's look stupid like it looks kitty like
it does
it looks like kids, colorful
yeah,
cause look at them, look at them. The shit is kid shoes, like I would definitely buy my kid those that's playing like recreational basketball.
Like they definitely look like galoshes. But.
So you definitely can't get fresh in Steph Curry.
No,
fuck no.
Like those are strictly ball players. Somebody's
gonna try. So like if Wale decided,
oh he is.
Day,
he
yeah,
is.
I feel like Wale is definitely one
with
to
the tongue
him
stupid out.
Connor,
but yeah,
the tongue hanging the fuck out.
No.
But is it, like, would it be fire?
I'm not wearing them.
Wale could make anything look fire.
I don't own anything Under Armour.
In 2010, Wale could have made anything look fire. Like. It's quiet.
Nobody checking for Wale no more.
Like, yes. True. I mean,
it's over. Fuck. Like
you, like he might get featured on like NiceKicks.com, but like who's still checking NiceKicks? Shout out to NiceKicks though.
Celebrity sneakers.
Yeah. Shout out to NiceKicks because it kicks on fire. There's some good people over there.
Very good people. Very good people.
So yeah,
I still check it. I mean, that's how I keep up with shit. Like, 23 is back, even though Brandon dogged me for still checking 23 is back. But that's how I am up. Like, that's how I'm
I
up.
I thought people stopped doing that.
No, bro. Like
after
that's my
cool
life.
Kicks.
Like, cool kicks. Like, that's the same thing to me. Like
I'm definitely going to be on, like,
I never believe
celebrity sneaker
stalker.
So.
The dates are never right to me. Like, I just feel like
I feel like I have a time frame, and that's really what I'm here for, is a time frame.
You need a month.
Yeah, I just need to. Yeah,
early,
like
late,
the beginning of the month. Is it the middle of the month? Is it the end of the month? That's really all I need.
Yeah,
I can line up.
Cause actually, like 23 is back. Like takes away all the bullshit all the other sites give you.
Cause
you just look at the date. All you need is the date in the
calendar.
But the date isn't accurate. I've never seen an accurate date.
But it's around the right time. That's what I really mean.
Get it that
cause
next
it's like,
weekend.
Cause it's like they could just say something like holiday season, and it's like, okay, like I got from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Like that's a long time. Like your money could be different at different.
No,
points.
But they'll give me a good November,
nigga,
so
that's
I know.
Perfect. You like shit? I need to start stacking right now. Getting that allowance.
That's what I need it for. I need to align up my paycheck with around. So I'm getting paid on this Friday. It's coming. I'm almost there. Like it'll be around. So it could potentially come out this Saturday, but if it comes out the next Saturday, I'm still all right. Kind of thing. Like I gotta be good.
Am I the only one who just goes to the store and sees what's there?
No, that's what I do now.
It depends on the shoe, because if it's something that I absolutely positively need and it's probably like Jordans or some shit, there's no going to the store and just.
Yo, I'm low key like not really a fan of like.
Yeah.
Jordans at the moment. I really like besides like white cements, like white cement fours, but like for some reason, like I just like Jordans just aren't like. I don't know if it's like. Maybe it's just a phase, but like I'm really not feeling Jordans like that right now.
I feel like I got the shit that I need, so like I really don't. Right. Need to be checking for another shit.
Like, look at them.
The only thing that caught me was the goddamn.
Look at them shits. No, those are real.
Yes, those are real. That's the thing. These are like the only thing I needed was the maroon sixes, and I slept. But it's okay because I'm gonna still get the maroon sixes.
When did they start adding other shoes besides Jordan on 23's back?
I don't fucking know.
It's competition.
Yeah, they've been. Like they have phones and shit now on there.
They got Reeboks and they have Curry's on here.
Cause who gives a hell when Curry's is dropping? You ain't hear that from me.
You know what? Some Curry's look fire though.
I still don't care about when they dropping. Like it's like they fire. Like I might go to finish line. Like,
I kind of like those. Like I'll let out wear them. Like it depends.
Like I'm definitely wearing Curry's to the gym.
Yeah,
that's it though.
Yeah,
I don't even know if I'm wearing Curry's to the grocery store.
Nah, I wouldn't.
I'm probably not.
Like on a bummy day, like if you're not doing shit around the house,
I might mow the lawn
and then give you like.
Oh yeah, apparently like Kent Bazemore is like the reason why Steph definitely like signed with Under Armour. That's like another reason. So like I think he definitely deserves like lifetime bread for that. Like he's like he snapped. Like Under Armour definitely made like over a billion.
You got to think about like who Kent Bazemore was on the fucking Lakers. Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Like he was just the nigga at the end of the bench, like just the young hype nigga. So he was probably like on some Steph like get them shits they're fire. And Steph was like, all right.
Does he have a deal with them? Because it's who? Like if you Kent Bazemore,
he might have just been looking out.
Because if he doesn't, it's like it's like you don't wear Under Armour unless you get paid.
Literally.
Or unless they give you free shit. It's like it's certain stuff you don't wear unless you get paid to wear it.
There's some brands that's just gonna give you the free sneakers. Like you're not an endorser, they'll just give them to you. Like. All like NBA players, like they sneakers, like they get them shits for free.
Yeah,
as a celebrity, period, you get shit for free.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
You don't have to be endorsed by them. They just like it's just the fact that if niggas see you in this shit, they gonna go buy this shit. Period.
I want
to
be an influencer now, but like I don't know what to do.
Well, if I get on, everybody gonna be buying Double Mint gum. So.
Yeah, just let it ride. Like at some point, like. You'll see.
Even if it's just like free five gum, you know what I mean? Right. Like
I'm telling y'all, like
five gum.
Like, the shit that I'm plugging is the shit I use every day, like Chapstick and Double Mint Gum.
Hennessy.
Yes, that's all the shit. And I'm just like,
Every day.
Okay. I be like, yo, this is the shit that's a part of my life. Every day, like, Chapstick. Just Chapstick brand, not Blistex.
Yeah, but Henny don't like to give out the fucking sponsorships to me.
They don't. They got Nas.
They don't even sponsor Henny Balooza.
Yeah, they don't.
Yo, do you know, like, Hennessy, like, owns Louis Vuitton?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's a group.
Yeah, it is. Like, when I found that out, like, I was, like, kind of bugging because it's like, damn, like, Hennessy is pretty, like,
but Henny and Louis. One, Henny is, like, mainstream now.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's 20 years ago, Henny wasn't just mainstream.
Not even 10. God damn.
Like, you got to shout out to hip-hop for that. But
shout it out.
I got drunk off Henny for the first time at 11 years old.
Wow. Stars.
Relax.
Oh, wow.
Like,
stars. Yeah, okay, it's different.
Who let you do that?
Like drunk.
Smack. We leaving my aunt house. I was like, Mom, pull over the car, and I threw up.
Aw, damn.
Yeah.
Did you smell like it?
She
like,
was pissed. Oh, she knew I did it.
It was
no hiding that.
And it all started from there.
Yeah, basically.
It wasn't my mom though.
13 years later, we still.
Okay.
My father.
Thanks.
It was Pops.
All right, so moving right along, because I don't even know how we got here. Yeah. So, shout out to Blac Chyna for getting Rob Kardashian's life the fuck together. Nigga lost a good 50 pounds. I don't know if that's the truth number or not, but it looks like it's a good 50 pounds. So, he's out the house. When the last time we saw Rob, fat ass?
He's not fat.
Not anymore. He's chubby now. He's chubby now.
Chubby
it's
Rob.
It's different.
He got him a black woman and never looked back.
Blac Chyna helping Rob with the weight.
Yeah. Well, Blac Chyna fucking Rob helping with
Yes.
Yeah,
so get you a Blac Chyna, like.
Get you a
Don't
Blac
sleep. Don't
That's
sleep on the Blac Chyna.
Definitely a Chinas. Workout, too. Don't
but,
sleep.
But look at what she's doing for Rob's life, like, overall. Like
He's
like,
happy.
Get you a Blac Chyna, like, I mean, I know we all have, like,
if
these,
you got
like,
the money.
Names, quote-unquote, that we, like, want to get. Like, don't sleep on the Blac Chynas of the world.
What you really need is a young ghetto John that, like, wants to do better in life. And wants to do better for herself, wants to do better for you. Sorry. Like, just get you a John that eats chicken Slovakia salads.
I don't like those, though.
But if your John does,
okay,
she a good woman. Like, she might be a little ghetto, but she has your best interest in
heart. I've been trying to tell y'all for a minute now.
Ghetto booty is like... Ghetto booty is shit.
I've been trying to tell y'all. Y'all niggas be looking at me like I'm crazy.
Speaking of booty.
Ghetto booty is the shit. Like, I don't think y'all understand. Like, I'll marry a ghetto woman before I'll do anything else, basically. Like,
so Emay has left the building and is sick because we're at his house. I don't know where Emay is. So if y'all listening to this, hashtag where is Emay?
He heard his girl say, "I find it funny."
Oh, come on, dude.
Like, bro, you're not even in the mic. One, two, relax. That's why you were suspended. And I feel like...
Yeah, like we might have to suspend
you. He was on probation.
Fuck y'all suspension.
He was on probation. And I feel like he's not proving to us that he is sorry.
Should we tell them about the group chat that we tried to form and
failed?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Like, we literally have,
You gotta tell it because I'm gonna get upset.
Yo, we literally had that group message for like 30 minutes.
Listen,
like,
so we decided to be more organized and try and get everybody together on the same page at the same time. So we were like, all right, let's create a group chat for everybody that's involved. Sazone is the only one.
Sazone does not get in the pee. He cannot tell
the
story.
Let me fucking air y'all niggas out. Did
can I finish my story?
I don't finish your story.
He about to say, did we tell him about it? We got to tell you that we including you in some shit?
No, did you not make the fucking group chat and added me in a group chat before and then tell me, oh, I don't like the fucking bubbles?
Because Sazone is the only one with an Android.
That shit.
That's why we had to make a goddamn group me.
Because it looks stupid when it's just everybody.
Well, you should ask for group me first.
Nigga, why we gotta ask your permission
but
for shit?
Because group me pressed me. So it was like, that's why I didn't mess with group me. Because it was like, Brandon, are you there? We're gonna stop texting you if you don't join.
I just feel like you was on your period that day, nigga. You hit us like, yeah, y'all like, always including us with and bullshit and blah, blah, blah.
You called us fuckhead individuals.
For no reason. Because we put you in a group chat. God damn. Then now we like, yo, well, fuck this nigga. We went back to our regular group chat. He's still talking shit.
Yeah, we definitely like added. We added MA to the group chat. He's only sent like maybe
three.
Like,
I give him three.
Maybe five. Now you got like a good seven.
Seven? Okay.
But he shows up when you need him.
Okay.
Like, he shows up when you need MA, he's going to respond.
So, is he like reading the messages this entire time? Like,
I feel like he is.
Can we talk about how MA entered the group chat and was like, yo, somebody asked Tyrell or some shit, tell Tyrell I need a favor. We like, bro, he in the group chat? Like,
like he's right there,
yeah, he
like,
just read that. Like, Tyrell, like, I'm here as fuck. Like, yeah, I'm right here.
I think that's how I'm just going to address it. I'm like, yo, somebody tell Taka, like, that I need something from her.
Tell Taka to hit me up.
Yo, like, fuck right. That shit. But,
so, it's time to bring the guest in?
We have a guest?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So, we're going to bring in one of our great people from our Fashion Forward series that we got going on.
Fashion Killers.
I deeply apologize. I can't do two things at once. I'm
cool,
so sorry.
It's cool.
But
it's Fashion Forward, right?
It is Fashion Forward. That was the first name, but Tyrell was adamant about the Fashion Killers
thing. Fashion Forward Killers, man.
Basically, all that shit going on. So, we have a stylist, and she owns her own business and things of that nature. So, you are going to check out this wonderful interview with our good friend Dania. She is like the shit. So
yeah,
I hope you guys enjoy.
Oh yeah.
All right, so we'll be right back. We're just going to bring it up.
And we're back with our third installment of Fashion Killers. And I have our third guest, a second wonderful lady that was also at New York Fashion Week this year. This year? Last month? Last month. Mm-hmm. Are you going to introduce yourself?
My name is Dania Shanae. Representing for Flavor Look Style, and that's my brand. I've been around for about 5 years. What inspired me to start styling was I was working in this little store. I'm not going to say any names or nothing. I ain't trying to get sued. But I pretty much was taking clients from that store because a lot of people was complimenting me and just was like, happy with like my services, and it's just like I like the way you style. I like your professionalism and things like that. So I was just started doing my own thing from there, and I started picking up some clients and styling for them, pulling out their closet, doing closet sweeps and things like that. Pretty much this year is just my submission year. I'm an editorial stylist, so there is different aspects of styling. So I want to see my work published. So the obvious goal would be to be a part of some type of publication, like whether it's Condé Nast or Time Inc. or Hearst, any of them, just so I can get that consistent income, and just have that financial stability. I don't necessarily have to celebrity style and things like that, but that's what I'm trying to do.
Now, before you started working at this store that shall remain nameless, did you have a big love for fashion, or mm-hmm. it was just like, it was a job?
It was a job. I needed some extra money. I used to be in healthcare, I really was into music more so. I grew up in music. I've been playing piano since I was 5. Prince was my idol.
Not our Prince, by the way.
Oh, I mean.
The artist formerly known as Prince. You could be an idol too. No, it's all right. He ain't nobody's. He'll get there one day, but not right now.
But not so. Originally, my first love was music, I'm not going to lie. But I did start taking a liking to fashion, so it was just something I stuck to and just started building my brand from there. And now I'm going to be moving to L.A. in the next 2 years. Like, my whole plan is just to get there.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, I was a band nerd, and I got to high school, and the band teacher in high school didn't want girls to play the drums. And he was like, oh, you can play the clarinet. I'm like, nigga, yo mama, I ain't playing no clarinet. Fuck Mr. Boy. I wanted to be a drummer, okay? I could play the kettle drums. I could play the triangle. I could play the xylophone.
That's what's up.
And this nigga told me, girls don't play the drums. I said, have you met Sheila E.? Have you seen that? No? Oh, hi. Mm-mm. That's cool, but whatever. Enough about me, because I could talk about this nigga all day. So, do you have a favorite designer or anything like that, or just a brand, anything that just you just look at it and you just...
Nah, I really don't have favorites.
You don't have favorites?
No, I don't. I just, I don't know. Like, for instance, when I was just in Fashion Week, I attended over, 15 shows. Some of the designers I didn't even hear of, mm-hmm. I mean? So it's just, I'm still researching and things like that, too. I was more so just focused on being that I'm local right now. Like, I was doing, like, I'm pulling from, like, BCBG. I got to do my buy and returns because there's no showrooms here, so mm-hmm. it's not like I could... provide a clothing with just a pull sheet and keep it moving, mm-hmm. So, my friend Nigel, I know you interviewed him, a great editor for Wonder. Yeah, shout out to Nigel of Wonderland Magazine. He always tells me, like, since, like, my lane is editorial style, and he's like, you need to move to New York. Just move to New York. And I'm like, New York's too congested. I got to sell my car. I ain't ready for it. Because I'm telling you, like, New York parking is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I have to, like, get up at 7 because I gotta move for a couple hours and come back, so I'm not ready for that. So L.A. was really what was calling me right now. So he like, you could probably still make it, but L.A. Fashion Week is doo-doo. No shade. But, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I was telling Nye, like, man, I don't know. Maybe I'll kick it with you for a couple months, and then I'll take it from there. So just as long as I have my money stacked so I can get there, that's what it's about.
When we were talking to Simone, and she was saying how, New York is cool, and New York is where it's going to happen, mm-hmm. but she was feeling the L.A. vibes more, too, which
definitely.
New York is, you got to be a special type of person to be okay with living in New York.
Listen. Tell you, he got tough skin.
I could live in the outskirts and visit.
Right.
But I don't.
I think it's just because, I'm also thinking of weather conditions. I grew up in Buffalo. I can't be going to another place and it's the same damn thing. When I was there, I was just on all the trains. I didn't take my car this time. Mm-hmm. I took my car last time for fall, and it was cold. I was on all them trains like, oh shit, I gotta, But I don't know, I'm thinking about it. I'm going to LA next month. I'm checking out, my girlfriend is a designer, Neka Gigi. She used to be here in Buffalo. She's now in L.A. She's a part of the fashion district out there, so I'm about to link with her for week one of Coachella at the same time, too. So I'm going to test it out. I'm still thinking I'm going there. Like, Nigel, keep trying to convince me. I'm just like, I don't even know.
Listen, New York, the
It's cold and the rats are bigger than fucking toddlers.
Oh my god. Yo, you ain't never lied.
Like, what's good?
No, for real. I'll
Why
get
is your rat the size of a dog?
I got up at 145th and dead ass. I'm like, I'm on the phone like, yeah, because this fucking cat. That's not a fucking cat.
That ain't a cat. Wasn't a Hell cat. Nah. See, that's enough for me. I'm calling my mama like, yo, I am on my way. Because I can't. I am not prepared. Like, I've only been to Manhattan. And it was an experience. It was my first time being there.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I like being busy. I like that it's always something to do. But sometimes I like my chill. Little quiet Buffalo neighborhood.
You ain't never, because, like, with my rush old hour neighbor. Ain't shit.
It's
on.
Nothing like I'm good. But they whole life is a rush hour. Like, mm-hmm. the taxi drivers, I for sure thought that was my last ride of my life.
For real.
Driving down 7th Avenue in this taxi, I thought it was over for me. I was, like, 16 at the time.
I almost
like,
got hit on 7th.
I'm like, yeah, I am going to die. Like, I'm looking at my mom like... No, sis, we gotta go back to where the fuck I'm from. Like,
right.
No. And the worst part is my mom was comfortable, but she's from Alabama. Oh. So I'm like, sis, like, it's nothing in Alabama.
Nah,
it's dirt.
Not. Right, it is.
It's just dirt. It is. And you in New York City acting like you from here. Like, you tried it.
Right.
What? But whatever. So now it's a lot of, the grunge look is really popular. What do you think about that? How do you feel about it?
Are you a fan? I like it. I will say that. I mean, granted, I'm starting to notice because it is such a wave. A lot of people are inspired by the whole Yeezy movement. You know, I think that's dope. I was supposed to go to that show, too.
Where are you?
I was, but I was interning at a showroom for Helen Yarmouth, and this dude that was in there, he was from Chicago. He had flew to New York for that day, and he was going. He said, you should come with me. They still got tickets. I'm like, I should go, but I didn't even go. And then I was mad as hell when I got home. Cause it was dope. Mom, shout out to Tim B. That's my boy. He stopped for Little Kim.
Mm-hmm.
He called me right after the show. Like, why you ain't come? I'm like, I should have just went. But nah, I do like the look though. It's sweet. I like the whole tone on tone. It's definitely easier to accomplish that look too without having to spend that bread. So I think it's a good affordable look on top of that, as well as being trendy. So
I was talking to my homie. I don't know if you've heard of him, Mitch Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. He's a dope producer,
yeah,
right?
He works with me, actually. Yeah, he's a manager at my job.
I play his one CD. I don't even know. I'll be in the kitchen like this.
We be at work, and he just be getting to play shit in the back. But we're talking, and he's really big into fashion and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Low-key, though.
Right.
And
that's good, though.
We get to talking all the time, and he's like, yeah, I just go to the thrift store. I remember he was looking for a Carhartt from the thrift store. He didn't want to buy a new one.
Mm-mm.
He's like, yo, just the natural wear and tear is just so fire. It looks like this. Mm-hmm. It looks like that. He's like, he's just so amped about it. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy. Like, you could really just go to the thrift store. Cool. Like you said.
$7. Jacket.
He came back. He's like, I found a jacket that looked just like a Carhartt. He went on a lunch break and everything. It's not a Carhartt, but it's going to do for right now.
It's
he's
inspired.
Like,
man, it looked close
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, exactly. So.
I'm a big thrifter.
It's very easy. You can definitely do it on a budget. I am a firm believer of it's not what you wear, it's how you wear it.
Indeed.
I'm broke. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
Me too. So, right now.
if I wasn't working at Nordstrom and getting that good old discount, these brands I got on right now would be no big deal. It's cool. It's definitely cool. But I can't. I got shit from Walmart, so don't get me the lying. Because I would do, like, it doesn't matter. But it's really easy to do. Do you think that is, like, do you think that anybody is taking it too far? Like, do you ever see anybody like, wow, like, all right, I see what you're trying to do, but you're doing too
much?
Some
people do try too hard sometimes. But at the same time, that's what makes them, you know?
True.
So it's no such thing, I don't think.
As trying too hard?
You doing you. You know, you got some people... As long as they're being themselves, I think there's nothing wrong with that. But if you out here trying to be like somebody else, then yeah, you pushing it, you know what I mean? But then who's to say, like, that's what's going on, you know what I mean? I can't say, like, oh, you trying to dress like, I don't know, let me see, Young Thug or something. But I can't say that, but maybe you really wasn't. Maybe that's really just how you woke up. Was
right.
Like, I'm about to fuck with this today.
But sometimes you can look at them like, you look just a teench uncomfortable. So, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But they actually sent me this picture in the group chat of niggas wearing pink. That big Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
I call these niggas new niggas. And they, I don't know, they real different. And I am not a fan. It's just like...
Of them wearing pink, I have to see it.
It's like... like, not just, because I got some shit that I'm not really a big fan of, like, the brand being like, ooh, wow, hey, here I am. But it's like, mm-hmm. pink, like, out. How do you feel about, like, new niggas, period? Like, people, like, you know what, since Young Thug came out, he does his own thing.
That's one person that I respect that he's doing.
Yes.
But that,
I feel like it's not for everybody.
Right.
And,
certain things I just don't be with, but at the end of the day, that's him. That's
exactly. That is him. So I gotta but, respect it. Like, I mean, shit, Snoop Dogg get his nails done. So, whatever. But some stuff I do think that they take it too far. Like, with the guys wearing pink, I think that they saw Thug and was like,
just I think you can do pink, you just have to do it tastefully.
Tastefully,
know?
Right. But it's like, it's like, I want you to know I'm wearing pink.
Like you ain't missing this pink.
Right, yeah.
Like straight breast cancer awareness.
Girl, let me tell you, pink costs more than I wanted to. I ain't gonna lie to you. I am dumb cheap, like super cheap, but whatever. So like when it comes to the new fashion trends and how everybody's trying hard to be different, like do you think that different is the trend and is that like a bad thing? Like everybody's trying so hard to be different? Or do you think everybody should just
if it's natural, let it go? That's all I'm saying. If you evolve into what you feel is what you're comfortable with, like for instance, I don't want to bash nobody, but I could talk about myself. So like, for instance, back in the day, I was wearing Jordans and the little 3-for-10 belts from the Alibabas. You know what I'm saying? I was that girl with the shark fins and the, because I felt like I had an image to keep up for my neighborhood. Because then if I wasn't dressing the way that I wanted to dress, I felt like people was going to look at me a certain type of way. And then I just grew up one day. Actually, high school, I graduated, and I think that was it for me. I was like, yo, fuck these J's, even though I love J's. But fuck these J's, you know, forget this, forget that, forget these shark fins, this weave, all that. I'm going to just do my thing. So once I felt better about myself from trying not to be so much like what I thought I had to be like, you know what I'm saying? So long as it's natural, just to answer your question, long as it's natural, I don't think it's trying too hard, because if that's really, that's what you're doing, and you inspired by this and that, and you're wearing that, and you're not straight duplicating the outfit you've seen offline or on somebody's Facebook, you know what I'm saying? If it's natural, then you're good, you know?
Where, you're from Buffalo?
Mm-hmm.
What, like, neighborhood?
Let's just say Eastside Bailey.
Come on.
Yeah.
You think from the west side, so I don't really know.
Oh, really? But don't get me wrong, though. I grew up on Richmond in Connecticut.
See, he went throwing up east side.
Then I went to the east side.
That made from Bucktown. Don't
let him know. But I grew up in the same neighborhood. I've lived off Bailey my entire life. I still do.
My mama still got to own her house over there.
Right. So I know exactly what you mean by how.
Trying to just, you know, and then the guys that I dated around the time, too, it's like, I can't be out here looking like this and he looking like that. You know what I'm saying? So, and he would talk about me like, what the fuck you got on? Why your hair like that? And I'm like, I'm trying to be different. Okay.
Right. It took me some growing up, too, because I definitely was born and raised, before I lived for the first 4 years of my life, I lived off East Delavan.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma still lives over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a type of way to dress and act when you live over there. I completely understand.
Not
understood.
Really, though, but I get what you're saying, like what everybody
else how everybody
like,
was, right. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're young, it's real easy for you to be, you just do what everybody else is. And it took me to growing up, too, to be like, all
right,
well, this is whack.
Right.
So,
like, I'm like, y'all, I'm the gray block.
Right. It's not me at all.
Right.
Like, people ask, I know you probably get it a lot. Are you from the city?
Oh my gosh.
You from Brooklyn?
No, that's all I get. It's like, oh, she from Brooklyn. How do you? I'm not, though. I'm from Buffalo.
I swear to God, I'm not. I was born and raised here.
No, seriously, though, like, back in the day, like, I'm a little older than y'all, I'm pretty sure. So, back in the day, like, it used to be really, really live on Thursdays on Chippewa.
Yes.
So I'll go by myself all the time because I don't have like crazy wreck or nothing like that, you know. I'll be chilling, just vibing out. And these girls was in the club, and you know, this is how you know they wasn't from Buffalo. You bitches don't do this. But they're like, we're at the bar, and I'm like, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, your style is so cute. Oh my gosh, she's from New York. Didn't even know they fucked up. But I'm like, oh yeah. They give me all these free drinks. I'm like, keep it coming.
Yeah,
so now Jay-Z coming on, I'm like, I'm going to just go on with it. Like, yeah. How y'all thinking? It was just cute. And I'm like, for them to just assume, because I wanted to be myself, and I dressed myself, I was by myself. You know, people go in cliques and all that. I've never been a cliquey type of person. So I was just like, that was pretty dope. So I guess I could run with this whole New York wave. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I didn't notice it until I got to Buff State. And they're just like, oh yeah, you from like they would tell you they people were schooling me like people from Brooklyn dress like this. Mm-hmm. People from Harlem dress like this. Mm-hmm. You just like you from this place. I was like, mm-hmm. but I'm from Buffalo, like dead ass. Like I'm born and raised here.
And I still can't even break it down to the boroughs like that either because I think it's just a whole it's just everyone is themselves there. When I'm there I just feel like, yeah, you doing you, I'm doing me, you doing it. Okay, we
but
good.
They like they could literally like give you an outfit, like if you wearing this, this and this, you from Brooklyn. If you from mm-hmm. this, this and this.
I know some Harlem. People from Bus State too.
And I'm
so.
Like what? I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Like, right, I've never right. even been to this place before. Like, I've been to Manhattan and that's it.
Right.
But as far as Buffalo, do you think that you could look at somebody and say, you from South Buffalo by the way you dress?
You know what? I can't say that because, not to bash South Buffalo, but it's a lot of rednecks there.
That is true.
So I would, you know, I mean, if you were hillbilly, I guess, yeah, I know you from South Buffalo. No shades of South Buffalo, but, I mean, it's whatever. But, I don't know. I can't say that because I think it's a lot of people that dress alike just in Buffalo in general. It don't even matter what part, you know. That's why for those who do dress like themselves, that's why you get in the comments like, you're not from here. Why I can't be from here, you know what I'm saying? And that's like my boy, Dan Marsh. He's an artist. You should probably interview him, by the way.
Yeah,
okay,
I know
that's
him,
my
yeah.
boy. That's my boy. That's my family. Shout out to Dan Marsh. But no, like, it's funny because growing up, people tell me I'm automatically from Brooklyn. But he would say, no, tell me from Manhattan. And had a little accent. What'd you say, D? Come from Manhattan. I'm like, oh my God, okay. But I don't know. He's like, that's just the uppity part. That's the best part. That's the best borough. And I'm like, okay, sir. But nah, shout out to New York. I just don't know if I want to reside there quite yet, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'm testing out LA next month just to see if I can even take that heat too. So, because I can't dress. I like layers, you know what I'm saying?
But they got palm trees.
They do have palm trees.
But I don't know.
Period. That's it. Like, drops my palm tree.
I'm so damn Buffalo. Everything is just
so damn Buffalo.
So vacation-y to me. I don't really know. Like, I'm low-key very country. So if it's not the South or here, I don't really know.
You ain't fucking with
I could visit.
And water.
I could go back home to Alabama and get, well,
they don't got palm
no,
trees.
You okay, valid, but it's
the only thing that's holding me back, though. What he say?
Alabama, they're on the coast, so never mind.
It depends on where you're at. Yeah. Now, you went to Fashion Week, and you saw, like, what's coming up. So, is there anything that we should be prepared for as far as the trends and what's coming on for the spring and the summer seasons? What's going to be the big deal?
Nothing out of the ordinary, honestly. Just I noticed a lot of furs, which is always for every fall, winter season anyway. Mm-hmm. A lot of colors. Again, I can't even say that it's a necessary trend because each designer still had their own look. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just, for me, it's the same each time I'm in, like, every time I go to Fashion Week, it's the same. It's never nothing different. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just like fur. Fur is my thing anyway. I said I was going to go vegan. Which Nigel was like, are you kidding me? You can't do that in the fashion industry. But I'm like, I'm tired of like these dead animals on these people's back, and I don't know if I want to really promote this. He like, you just gonna have to shut up and don't tell nobody that.
Like, listen, Nigel will wear an antelope.
Right, I love Nigel. I love him. But nah, it was just, the furs was heavy. That's all I really saw, you figure. Especially being in them cold lines for them damn shows and it was just nothing but furs.
I mean, I was lit. I went to my grandma's closet, and she got a fur from the 70s. Mm. I said, sis, let me hold it. Do you know that this is the thing? Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I'm going to get rid of it. You going to get rid of what? Mm-hmm. Have you watched TV, girl? You better keep that fur.
That's all I saw.
It was crazy. Her initials are CMB. And I was like, ooh, you's a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. But whatever.
It's all right.
So,
granny.
I knew you was a gangster. But, now, lastly, do you have any advice for anybody that wants to pursue any kind of career in fashion?
Yeah. Don't get discouraged. Just do your thing. Like, whatever you're trying to do, just focus on that. Don't try to do too many things at once. Just focus on one thing and just continue to focus on that one thing. Because even in my 5-year journey, I have been discouraged so many times, you know what I'm saying? And all I got is myself. I don't have a team. You know what I'm saying? I don't have, like, particular models or one photographer, none of that. It's just me. So, and I only got, like, 5 supporters dead ass. So, with that, shout out to y'all. But with that, you know what I'm saying, it is hard to, it's easily to get discouraged because, like I said, it's such a trend now. Everybody's a stylist, a photographer, and a model. Ain't no doctors and firefighters no more, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, if you really serious about whatever you're trying to do, it don't even got to necessarily be fashion. Just be serious about it and stay focused because, and don't worry about nobody else's lane, just worry about yours because that's what's going to distract you. Because, you know what I'm saying, you in this one lane, and it's an exit right here, and you looking over there, and somebody else exiting off, and you worried about the exit. You got to keep going, you know what I'm saying, until you get to your destination. So that's the only thing that I could really, and I'm talking to myself even still, you know what I'm saying, because I'll be like, oh, this is tough, because, like, people don't understand how easy it is to get blacklisted, you know what I'm saying, because I think people just think it's like, oh, because I personal shop, I bought this for my friend, I did this for my friend, I'm a stylist now. No, it's more to it. Mm. It's definitely more to it. I'm still learning. I'm still reading. I'm still, you know what I'm saying, and even just working hand-in-hand with other stylists, Tim B, or, you know, editors like Nye, roommates. One of them is an editor, or another editor, and another one works, he's a fashion assistant for GQ. So it's like, I'm even learning from that, you know what I'm saying? He knows other stylists. I was able to assist another stylist in a showroom when I was there, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, and it's also who you know what I mean? So.
You gotta take every opportunity.
As you can take, exactly, yes. To get to where you gotta get to.
All right, so we've been doing this thing, I forgot to tell you earlier. We've been playing this game with our guests, it's called 2 Truths, 1 Lie. I know you know about that game. No? Mm-hmm. What is with everybody that don't know about this game?
It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. 2 Truths, 1 Lie is you throw out 3 things.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, I know exactly.
And I got to figure out which one's the lie.
Okay, so I got to go with
make it juicy. I got this.
I don't even have nothing like,
I think I've been good. I've been like spot on.
So. All right, 2 Truths and a Lie.
Yep.
So I need to tell you. All right. I hate being on the spot. You should have told me.
I forgot.
It's okay. I don't know, because it's going to be too easy. I think I'm going to say my 2 truths first. I'm trying not to, though. I'm 30. My favorite color is black. And my favorite stylist is June Ambrose.
You're not 30.
Okay. I'm not.
You that thing, hey, it's lit. Woo. My heart, I'm like, you said you was older, so I'm like.
Because then I could have got, that's why I was like, okay, I never said my age. Okay, I could go.
Because I was about to say, she did say she was older, but 30, I think she lying. Ain't no way in hell.
No, I'm not 30.
And I, listen, black is a wonderful color, so I was like. Mm-hmm. And June Ambrose is a bad bitch, so. So how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Mm-mm. All right, that's cool. Fine, I'm 26.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Whew. I thought you were about to say 38 or something.
I was like, girl,
you tried it. No, because once people tell me I'm older than you think, then I'll be like, so now I'm going to think you dumb old.
Right. I feel know. Dumb old, though. I really do. I done been through so much. Listen,
I don't want to tell you my age because I don't want to make you feel old.
That's okay. I think I already know. I think. 22?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freshly 22. Like, I've been 22, not even a month.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. What, behind those ears?
Wet as fuck in these ears. I am a baby as fuck. But it's all right. I'm getting there. I'm figuring this life thing
out.
That's
all right. That's all right.
But thank you so much. Do you want to plug anything?
Flavorlooks.com will be back up in a
bit. Is that just you?
Flavorlooks.com? Yes, yeah. That's me.
Bad bitch just alert.
Me. It will be back up and running after I get back from Cali. Mm. So I'm thinking, I'm trying to shoot for April 25th. To have it all up, and but that was the whole thing I was trying to. Well, I ain't gonna say everything I'm trying to do, but yeah, it should be up and running then. That was the reason why I took it down in the first place, because it wasn't getting as much buzz as I really, anticipated on. But look out for that and follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Flavor Looks, everything Flavor Looks, no space, Flavor Looks.
All right, so thank you so much
for having me,
joining us on this wonderful occasion. Thank you. We really do appreciate you. And, everybody check her out. She's a wonderful lady. Thanks. And she didn't cuss at us for taking too long to get here. So that's always a plus. Yeah. All right, y'all. All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Mario clearing his throat loud
right,
as shit.
I was trying to get it out right.
But I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Dania. She's really like the shit at what she does. So
yeah,
if you
really
need any like styling tips or anything like that, make sure you hit up Flavor Looks on every social media site. She's like, she will be down to help out and have you looking fly as fuck. And that's what's really important here.
Flavorlooks.com. Go check it out.
All right, so we got to do some gotta goes. And I'm controlling this segment because the gotta go is Prince.
Anti-Prince.
Anti-Prince.
This is like collective.
Right.
Like
this is a collective. I guess
we usually don't got one, so that's perfect.
But most of us have like different reasons of why Prince has to get the fuck out of here.
Yo, what did I do last
week? I'll go first, I guess.
And I'll think of one by the time y'all get to me. All
right, whatever.
I will go first.
Go ahead.
I guess. So, Saturday, we were supposed to go to a club to support a DJ. And the club started at, I don't remember what time, but I know it ended at like 2. And Prince is like, oh, I'm on my way, Taco, all this other shit, and blah, 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 whatever the fuck.
Damn.
And long story short, like, we could skip past everything. I didn't leave the house till 1:30.
Wow.
But we left the house.
Okay, we left the house, I guess. I guess that's the point here. But we missed what the point of, we were supposed to go to this one spot. That's what the point of us going out in the first place was, go to this one spot. We didn't leave until I didn't leave my house until a half hour before the party ended.
Damn.
So.
But did we not have fun?
We did have fun. So you don't, like.
We had fun. Like, I was late. My bad.
Had fun.
I apologize.
We didn't even get to that club at all, because by the time we get downtown, like, it's definitely a dub. So we ended up going to Encore, which was fun as fuck, because I don't know. It was just fun as fuck. Like,
right.
I don't
Redemption.
Know. It was a lot of celebrities there that I didn't know any of them, but apparently they're a big deal, so whatever.
Did y'all have to park at Hutch Tech?
Who?
Low key.
Did y'all have to park at Hutch Tech and walk?
Damn near. Damn fucking near.
It's
cold.
Shit.
Fuck, the first thing I did when I walked in the Encore was buy a drink, because I needed to warm the hell up. I ain't had time for that cold shit. Y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead and tell y'all why Prince got a car.
All right, so piggyback off Taka's story.
You want to introduce yourself and then?
Oh, it's light skin. Come on. All right. So, to piggyback off Taka's story, this is just from a different point of view. I'm at home. I get a text message from Prince at about 11:45.
Right.
I'm on the way to pick up Taka. I'm like, it's lit. So, I go to the club. I'm at the club. I'm dancing, drinking. Was no Henny there, but I was drinking.
Let's talk about how Encore ain't had no Henny either.
But you had fun.
Stop it. And so I'm in Savoy without Prince, without Taka, and I'm just partying. Keep turning around to look at the door. They're not there.
Where are my friends?
People I'm with is like, yo, let's do shots. I'm like, yeah, but Prince is on the way. All right, come on. Let's do some shots. Yeah. And he never showed up. Yes, we had fun at Encore after.
We had shots at Encore.
Did we have shots at Encore?
I had shots from somebody.
It wasn't us, because I had full drinks.
I had shots this weekend. I actually got 2 bottles of Patron in my car. But that's...
What the fuck?
That probably answers the question of what Prince was doing before.
Okay. And then the reason why Prince was late is starting to connect dots with all the other bullshit that Prince been doing lately. But you ain't hear that from me.
What bullshit have been?
Yeah.
Where the fuck was we at? He ain't coming to Black Explosion because he got DJ a performance the next day. Twenty four hours after.
Like he said, yo, I'm not going. His Leaks performance is at 11. I'm like, a.m.
Yes. Nah, p.m. Nigga, it was 10:30 at the time he texted us.
I was tired.
You had 24 hours, so you telling me you couldn't get 8 hours
tired.
Of sleep in between that time?
Actually, no, I was
tired.
You had
stuff to do that night.
Listen. Can the nigga get some rest? Like,
all I'm saying is some dots are being connected.
You're also a bad father.
Whatever.
You're also a terrible father.
Yeah, you tried to pug your fucking kid off on me today.
You want to raise it? Go ahead.
I
want
to fucking raise
your
fucking
kid. Like, yo, those Toronto trips make so much sense.
I'm going to visit my uncle. Oh, okay. I don't visit my uncle and he live here.
Is your uncle raising your son?
Uncle.
Looking after him.
Oh, okay.
Your uncle's raising
your son? Cool.
Go ahead. Who else? Somebody else gotta go. We gotta move on.
Yeah, go ahead. Bring it on. Yeah.
Go ahead, because I'm interested to hear.
I mean, even if I was, like, late to the group chat that night, y'all saw Chris Jericho without me, and I kind of feel some type of way about that.
You know what? We really could have switched places, because I didn't know.
They
had to point at this nigga, like, damn near in his nose for me to know who the fuck
he
was talking about.
Yo, I was convinced we were dead, Brandon.
Is his hair still
ever?
Nah. Yeah, facts.
Oh, he been cut it though.
Like, this nigga Brandon didn't text all day.
We're not gonna flip this on Brandon.
Thank you. Still, the gotta go. I've been a gotta go before. This is your turn.
I've been a gotta go for like the last 3 weeks.
Well,
don't do stuff that you gotta go for.
Like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm Mr. Gotta
here,
Go.
You out here forgot chords and Mr. shit.
Yeah, he tried to sabotage. Yeah, Prince gotta go for that day. He mistakenly forgot the chords. He was trying to go back home.
Oh, so he tried to go into an episode last week, right?
He forgot the chords at his baby mom house. He was trying to go back and get them.
Facts. And it's crazy how he act like around his baby mom's. Because every time his phone ring, he just happens to look at them. He's like, oh, no.
And it's not a saved number.
Facts.
It's just be like random ass unsaved numbers. And he'd be like, oh, it's my sister. Why your sister number ain't saved, bro? Why?
Yo,
I know whose number it is. Why I gotta save it?
Yo. Okay, I know my mama number, but it's saved.
I understand that.
Why?
Allegedly, that's your sister's phone number.
I was in the car with Prince and his sister, though, like, to kind of defend him. And, like, I was in the car with Prince and his sister. We traveled a long way. I was awake, sleep, and awake again. They didn't say a word to each other. Like,
why we gotta talk?
This is Christian.
I like
it's
that.
It's all they said to each other. I was like,
like, you know why I'm here. I'm going to take you home now. Picked you up from work.
You know why I'm here.
What is that how you treat your baby mom, too? Like,
you know why I'm here.
You know why I'm here.
I don't pick her up.
Pick your son up and put him back down.
Oh, you do have kids.
Right.
Why you got to pick her up from work for? Bus is running.
Wow. So is she here or is she in Toronto? Because I'm not too sure anymore.
He might have, too.
Like, where is this child? Yo, Sazone got a picture.
Sazone has a lot of pictures.
But he had a picture of your child. The baby's hella light, awkwardly.
It's not
my baby. She must be light.
You got her straight Canadian.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's a was different it baby
like,
I saw.
Was it like...
Well, he has three kids.
Oh, damn.
No, they definitely have the picture where he's smiling mad hard in that baby's face. Like, he's definitely cheesing unnecessarily hard. Like, that has to be your child.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then you got Shorty with the stroller. Damn. And you're walking next to her. Like, definitely like your kid. It's cool.
I don't know what you're talking
about. All right, cool.
They got dirt on you, doggy.
Listen.
I'll take the heat off Prince for a second. Just for a second. But you know who else got to fucking go? Price Right got to fucking go. That's got to go. Goddamn mad. What the fuck? I went to Price Right for the first time. And she cast out my shit. Nah, I only bought a couple things. Then she going to ask me, did you want a bag? And I'm like, well, I did only get like 3-4 things, so whatever. But yeah, I want a fucking bag. Then she's like, okay, so she put the bag on top of my shit, right? And then... like charge me an extra like 10 cents. I gotta pay for the bag and bag my shit too. Get me the fuck up out of here. I'm not coming back.
And they make like $13 an hour at those type of supermarkets.
Do they?
Like Aldi's, they make like $12 an hour at Aldi's.
For me to bag my own shit.
For you to bag your own shit. That's probably an extra $2-3.
They should pay you.
They should pay me.
Right.
What the goddamn
fuck? Can you show them that photo?
Oh, like, I got one where he's touching
bugging.
The goddamn stomach.
He's bugging. He's bugging.
I'll touch you.
He is wild.
He's bugging with that one. You definitely bugging with that one. You reaching real high right now.
The people can't see
the baby
it.
Move.
But, yeah, Price Right gotta go. Y'all niggas ain't tell me. Price Right, y'all niggas was like, oh, the prices at Price Right is the shit, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I'll try it out because Wegmans be killing niggas sometimes.
Oh, God.
Fucking winning that bitch. I had to pay for the
goddamn bag. Yeah, but there's a reason why the prices are so fire.
Because I gotta pay for my goddamn bag.
Yep.
And bag my shit.
Yep.
Fuck that. It's a whole bagging table where you take your shit and go over to the bagging table and bag your own shit that I had to pay for.
Now you,
but like, other
whole,
five people, if you look at all this the way, cashiers. Like, maybe you can just like use that bag again.
I mean, you can. You could definitely recycle your own bags, but I'll be forgetting my recycled bags because that's what I'll be doing at Wegmans.
Whoever.
Can we talk about these pictures? Yo, the pictures in the group chat from earlier might have been the funniest thing ever. That picture of Prince.
Oh, okay.
That was definitely at his side bitch house.
Yo, I was tired.
Yeah, sure you
did. Prince be tired as shit all the goddamn time.
I work hard.
Me too.
I touch it on my phone.
All right, any more gotta goes?
People who think Niagara Falls and Buffalo is the same thing.
Oh,
get the fuck out of here, because we're not even close to being the goddamn same. That's a thing.
I would never be.
People think that that's
a
thing.
I feel like this is how it works, like, in this area. It's like you got Buffalo. We gotta put that on the net.
So can we stop showing pictures? Like, we not live. Like, we are not on TV.
Yeah, we kind of, but, yeah, we gotta get
we'll
this,
put
like,
them up on.
To me, it's them. Like, there's Buffalo, and then Niagara Falls is, like, over there. That's why I like to call it. Like, places like Niagara Falls and, like, Lackawanna, I like to call those spots,
those
like,
two
over
different
there.
Countries.
Yeah, they're, like,
I hate that they still 716. Like, it don't count. Like.
Oh, they is?
Yes, they 716 as fuck. Like, bro,
wait,
I don't need that static.
They definitely need
a Niagara Falls area.
They definitely have Rochester's, whatever Rochester's.
Batavia has like Rochester and shit, but
no.
I think the only place that could semi get away with being interchangeable is Buffalo and Cheektowaga.
But that is
Amherst. Amherst is right here.
But that's Buffalo.
But it depends on what type of Amherst you talk about.
Yeah. Like Niagara Falls got their own mayor.
Do
they? Do
yes.
It's a city.
You learn something new every day.
I mean, but like who?
I just assumed.
Who thinks about Niagara Falls like that? Like,
if the mayor ain't gonna do shit here, he really ain't gonna do shit over there. Like,
but
they have something.
That was City Hall, yeah.
Do they have like their own Gus Macker or do they like
Gus Macker is so true.
Do they have their own like Marion Lake or do they use ours too?
When they say the mall, they talking about the outlet. Like, when we say the mall, we say Galleria. We got to say the outlet if we talking about the outlet. These niggas be like, oh, you want to go to the mall? I'll be like, the mall? That shit fire as fuck. It's around the corner. Where did you talk about? Because the Galleria is a good distance, sis.
Yeah, the malls breeds, like, different people, too.
Don't you got to pay a toll to get out the
malls? The air is different.
Yes.
Like,
just to get out
the water's different.
The air is, like, hella small.
It's only a fucking dollar.
It's only a dollar.
It's only a fucking dollar.
It's only a dollar, Christian. No, it's only
a dollar.
So it's $2 there and back.
It might be worth it.
Relax.
So, that's y'all way to justify.
It's a dollar.
It's only a dollar. I like going to the outlet. Do you?
I do like going to the outlet.
Okay, wait.
I love the outlet.
Yeah, you get some Cinnabons.
Time out. They took the Cinnabon out. And they replaced it with Get Fried. The body act like Cinnabon don't get no business or some shit. I'm just confused.
Coming in that damn mall like two boxes.
If you're getting cheesy fries in the mall, you should just go home at that point. Like, at that point, you got everything you need.
Go back to the snack line.
Okay.
If you're getting cheesy fries, you ain't hungry.
Like, why are you going to get fried? And it's a hashtag in the name. Get me the fuck out of here.
Get
I want
fried
my
goddamn
like
cinnamon. It's not that place.
It's just some Arby's, but they ain't got it.
Arby's not that boy.
I just want the fries.
Arby's.
Curly fries.
Like, compared to what?
I'm still going to Wendy's over
Burger King sells them nasty ass hot dogs, so it's like,
and they don't even call hot dogs; they call grilled dogs. Bitch, hot dog.
If you eat hot dogs from Burger King, you borderline need to get shot.
If you eat a hot dog and you not in somebody's backyard, like you're wilding right now.
What if I'm in New York City and I'm just walking?
It's
low-key
too cold to even like eat hot dogs right now. Anyways, like hot dogs will only be like consumed in the summer.
Hold on. You eat street meat?
You don't buy hot dogs and shit?
Who the fuck don't eat street meat?
Right, what the fuck? I'm sitting here confused.
In the city?
In the city?
Yes. Like,
Times Square?
What the fuck else am I going to do?
I might get some peanuts because them shits be smelling good as fuck. But that's
those peanuts, they be snapping with the peanuts.
The peanuts, yo, it's
this
like,
nigga Prince is real bougie because he was really about to dog the fuck out of me because I eat hot dogs and at
you
stands
get the
in New
runs.
York.
I had a joke back, Claire.
They good as hell.
Good as fuck.
Really?
I'm not eating street meat.
You bugging.
If you bring your own hand sanitizer, then give it to him, you should be good.
Like,
hand sanitizer doesn't do shit. Like, it just spreads the germ.
Bro.
Yo.
Says, don't be knowing a whole bunch of shit.
You gotta relax.
What?
You gotta be like, yeah, keep Sazone away from hand sanitizer.
Suspend it without pay.
And axe and fucking water bottles. But that's another story for another day.
I don't know if we can say that on air.
Yeah, statute limitations ain't over here.
Wow. I don't want to know.
We got anything else or y'all just want to wrap this up?
I'm done. I am fucking done as shit.
I'm gonna wrap it up.
Any more gotta goes?
First Niagara. For denying me my press pass.
Sex with me.
To see Rihanna in person. They didn't want me to get that close because they knew.
They knew. Then you got Travis being so tight.
I met Travis before, like, on the street randomly one night. He was pretty cool.
But was he trying fucking to turn Rihanna up,
or
time?
Was he just trying to chill?
He was already, like, he was definitely, like, I think he was off the Zans, and it was like, yo, it was good, and he's like, yo, you trying to take, like, the selfie? I'm like, nah, we can't take, like, a selfie, but, like, my mans could hold the camera, and we can, like, snap this pic, and you can go a bunch of...
Travis Scott asked for you to take a selfie.
And you
think,
said no.
I think they were actually believing Superstar. The story.
Yeah, like, I have the, yeah, I'll show you
no,
the picture.
So no, I'm, like, I believe it.
Yeah.
It's just, like... Why is he?
I fucking don't.
What? No, no, no. Selfie, like, bro. As a grown man, why are you asking somebody
yo,
to take a selfie?
If a celebrity yo, bro, asked selfie. Me to do some shit, 9 times out of 10, dude.
Did he call it a selfie?
Yeah, he's like, yo, you want to take the pic? Well, I mean, you can't, like, but you want, like, you want to, like, angle it and everything, like, so.
He wanted to get a good pic. I mean, I respect him for going out his way. As a celebrity, he went totally.
I mean, he felt the vibe.
He was bored.
Like, he definitely felt the swag, and he was like, it's my
but you gotta show love to that. You gotta be like, I appreciate that. Let's take the fucking.
You gonna take your selfie first, right? I'm gonna put that one on Facebook because they gonna like that. Then we gonna come back around.
But you know how raw that is if you got a celebrity taking the selfie with you,
like,
if he was taking the selfie, you should have let him take.
Why not? Like,
you should have let him take the selfie.
Like, my phone's already out, so he's like, my phone's already in my hand, so it's like, yo, you trying to like get the?
Yo, give your phone. Man, yeah, like, take his pic like of us.
So his words were selfie.
Yes.
But bro, like, if a celebrity say, I'm about to take a selfie with you, like, I'm physically about to
and
take
you
it.
No.
I'm doing that shit.
I'm like, nah, but my man's right here can like take
but
the...
bro, it's a celebrity taking a picture.
But my fit was like, I kind of like my fit that day.
But if you angle it right, you could get the whole fit in it.
But then it's like, we gotta get both of our fits.
Then he would have looked stupid taking a selfie with another man. Like,
but it's a goddamn celebrity that asked
like,
you
like
to
if
take
I was
a selfie.
Take a selfie like that. I would definitely want to do that with like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
True.
He's a very. He seems like a very like yeah like
selfieable.
Yeah, yeah, very, very.
What
selfie,
the fuck
yeah,
is happening?
Like,
he's
what
very,
the fuck is going on?
He's very animated.
I don't know.
What the hell does this mean?
I don't know.
Why does that have to be sus? It's just
he's very animated, so he'll probably make it funny.
I would want to take a. Pick with Steve Austin just to throw up the dirty.
He not
yeah, but yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't feel like.
I'll take a picture with Steve Austin with.
I'll give him a 6-pack. He'll do whatever.
He might just take the 6-pack.
Walk before it.
You guys
oh,
make
wow.
me real nervous
hey,
today.
Yeah, we wrapping this up. Like, we
I'm ready to go. Anybody sure. else got anything else to go?
Taka gotta go because she got shit to do.
Taka got shit to do, baby.
And on that note. This your boy, M.A., wrapping up another episode of Jug Talk, episode 36.5. You already know. I'm going to give it to my man, Prince, and let him do his thing.
Get this nigga.
Before we just listen, called it out on that note.
WBB love.
Yeah, I can't do shit after that one. So, you know what I mean? Material. We'll be back another week. We'll drop another
what?
Episode.
Time out. What's good with Sazone? Go ahead, Prince. Go ahead.
Suspended without pay, man.
Next week, we got Buffalo Streetwear. To close out the Fashion Killer series. So we got a bunch of local brands
killing
that
it.
Are killing yeah. shit with the streetwear. We got Fresh Dogs and we got Fuck Next Week and maybe some more.
You
don't
know.
No this problem. Is episode 35 and 36 and a half.
36.5.
We'll be back next week.
Rihanna, bring your buddy.
I'm replacing that now.